call it.
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
And now with the latest Vibe, here's Wild Wally.
Today we're speaking with Ray Lozano. Ray is a motivational drug awareness speaker, and he has a special engagement with the Newark Elks Lodge 391 on Wednesday, October the 12th at the Elks Ballroom at 73 North 3rd Street. Now, Ray is a motivational drug awareness speaker. That's quite a handle.
You know what? I'm going to make this real easy for you, Wally. A couple years ago, the Dallas newspaper came out, and I was doing some events out there. And they had the best quote. They said it was like watching George Lopez do drug and alcohol information. And I thought, man, that sums it up perfectly. So it's like a comedy show somewhat, but it's all based around drug and alcohol information.
When it comes right down to it, that's nothing to laugh about. There's a lot of different situations where people can find themselves in addiction. Let's break down what you talk about.
I definitely talk about addiction and why that happens. And part of the twist that I do when I'm speaking to parents is talking about addiction and then using all those things that our brain does to get us addicted to drugs, how you can turn that around and have your kids addicted to you as a family. So when I talk about addiction, I talk about that part. I cover all the subjects of alcohol, marijuana, vaping, cigarettes. And now I'm getting a lot of questions from parents about fentanyl. So that's a big one that's coming up now.
Now, as a parent, I have four boys. They're already grown. I could have used this kind of information when they were younger because peer pressure sucks, as they say. And it's a little more intense than I think when it was when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely out there. But peer pressure isn't one of the main reasons why kids use. The main reason why kids use is because of boredom. And that's a new emotion to a lot of kids, and it feels uncomfortable to them, and their brain wants to solve the problem of boredom. And funny thing, marijuana seems like it does in the short run, but in the long run, it does not.
Now, I understand this isn't just for parents. Kids can come along.
When they do a parent event, I encourage them to bring their kids because it's not information that, is going to be offensive to anybody or be something that they're going to have to talk about on the way home in the car. And so the kids get a lot out of it. They love the stories. They love the examples. And the parents love the information. And it kind of works together. So I always encourage them to bring their kids, and that way they can talk about it on the way home.
Still like how you put it, you have a little comedy on a very serious subject. Could you give us an example?
When I'm talking about alcohol, I talk about the three things that alcohol make you do, and the three things are pee, puke, and pass out. And that always seems to get a big laugh. And then I talk about, why you start peeing when you drink alcohol and how your body's trying to get rid of it, why you start to puke because your brain's trying to keep you alive, and why you pass out is because your brain is saying, enough, I got to stop this alcohol from coming in, otherwise I'm going to, not make it here. And so that's just a real small example, but in an hour, people will have probably about 30 or 40 breaks of laughing time. So I put a lot of comedy in it because that seems to get the message across really well. And I think that's what has made me as one of the top speakers in the United States when it comes to drugs and alcohol.
How did you get into this, Ray?
That class clown back in high school?
Yeah.
I was the kid encouraging them to do what they were doing. And so I'm the guy that loves to encourage. I'm the guy that likes to be funny. And I came from a family that was really crazy when it came to drugs and alcohol. I had a brother that was a drug trafficker. I had a sister that ran meth all over the country, and mom and dad both drank. And as a kid, I just had this big, huge why question. Why is my dad a nice guy? He drinks and then he fights. Why is my mom a nice lady? She drinks and then she yells. Why did my brother smuggle drugs in the United States? So I had to answer those why questions, and nobody could. So I started looking up answers for myself, did a report in high school, and it's turned into an amazing career. So my very first presentation I did was in high school, and I'm still doing it today.
That is fantastic. And this is an encouraging event as well. Do you give information if maybe a family member is in a situation like what you were growing up with, how they could seek help?
Oh, yeah, I definitely talk about that, but I turn them over to the local resources because I'm not in that state. But there's some national resources that I talk about. There's stuff on my website. And then just some of the examples of things that I've seen people do to help family family members that are, you know, using drugs or alcohol.
I always told my kids that, you know, because their mother was an alcoholic and okay. She passed away because of that, drugs and alcohol. And I go, you know, you got the gene pool, half of it's mine and the other half, you have the monkey. And you have to know,
right,
that get that monkey off your back. And that forever they were going, what's that mean? Now they're 23 to 28 and they know what that means and they know how to address it. Some people don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people don't, you know, parents want to fix things super fast when their kids come home drunk. And, you know, they usually, you know, end up getting in an argument. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of parents like that. So if a parent is facing that situation, like their kid is using and they want them to stop, we definitely talk about that.
Now, when it comes to opioids and painkillers, how do you address that?
Yes. I talk about how addictive they are, because our brain does not like pain. It does not like painful situations. It doesn't like the thought of pain. And so, like, I don't know if you've ever hurt yourself, you know, hurt your back or hurt your leg, or and you're kind of like leery of that pain coming back. I know, example, I had a kidney stone way back in the day. And as I think about it, I still hate that pain, even though it's been years. And so an opioid, a drug like fentanyl, any of the opioids that are out there, they go straight to that and it solves the pain problem. So the brain says, I love that. I don't have to worry about pain when I take this drug. So, yeah. So we definitely talk about that.
Now, we hear about this all the time on the news, but where are the solutions?
No, you don't. You hear about the problem and, you know, they give you an 800 number if you're lucky. But yeah, we will definitely talk about that because there's some things that are going on out there right now with recovery for that. But it's a tough one to overcome.
As I get older and I remember my past and then I see what kids are exposed to now at these younger ages, it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. Because, you know, back, and we're possibly close to the same age, back in our day, we had to go out to get alcohol. We had to go out to get marijuana. We had to go out to get certain drugs. But now they come to you. And so it's super easy to, you know, here where we live, there's a website you can go to, and within 2 hours, you could order marijuana to come to your house, you know. And so you don't even have to go out and look for it anymore. Super easy, just like Instacart, you know, where it'll come to you. So that's one of the big differences. And then the other big difference is the marijuana that people were using back in the 80s and 90s, nobody would want to use that today because it was so unbelievably weak by today's standards.
Now, let's say someone listening wants to find out more, but they can't make the event. Are you on the socials?
Got probably about 60 videos on YouTube, between 45 or 60. I haven't counted in a while. But on YouTube, real easy to remember, it's RL, like Ray Lozano, the number 4, DFY. So if you look at it, it's Ray Lozano for Drug for Youth. That's on YouTube. Or the best way to do it is just Google my name, Ray, R-A-Y, Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O. And everything from my YouTube, got a TikTok account for kids, have Instagram for teachers and adults, LinkedIn, all that stuff. So, yep.
Fantastic. And your website?
Yeah, it is Ray, R-A-Y, Lozano, L-O-Z-A-N-O.com. For students, they can go to TikTok. Super easy to remember. It's Just Say Ray. So Just Say Ray. Like back in the day, Just Say No. This is Just Say Ray.
This is The Vibe.
Listen for New Vibe. Available wherever you download podcasts. Powered by Licking Knox Goodwill.